Welcome back to Tackling the College Life with Mel
and Katie.
I hope you guys are having a great week. We have a very special episode for you guys today with a very special guest. But before we introduce her, Katie, how do you feel about Valentine's Day?
You know, I'm actually excited for it because I'm spending the day with a special someone.
Who is this?
She's my friend Clara.
Oh, okay. So like a Galentine's Day.
I don't need a man to spend my Valentine's Day with. Okay, and I'm still gonna have an amazing time.
You probably will have a better time.
Yeah.
Like when I think about Valentine's Day, every time I've spent it with a guy, something always goes wrong. It's so funny.
All right, well now I'm gonna introduce our very special guest. I have known her for maybe 10 years, probably more than that. I'm best friends with her younger sister. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kaylee Breyer.
Welcome.
Yay. Hey. Well, thanks for having me. I just have to let these girls know I literally have never spent a Valentine's with a guy. To be like, oh, it's my first Valentine's alone. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I guess to describe me, my career is all about girl empowerment, self-love, confidence, body image. In terms of college, I went to USC and had a crazy experience, which I'm sure we'll get into. And I guess I'm an influencer too. It kind of makes me a little cringe to even say that. But
you are an influencer.
Yeah, you are.
And that's not a bad thing. You're influencing people positively,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I would flex that.
Yeah. I am an influencer.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing. So how was that transition from high school to college?
Oh, I was so ready to get out of here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was so excited for a new life. And oh my gosh, it's so funny looking back. Like, I had so many dreams. Like, I'm such a daydreamer.
Your dream? Like, what was your biggest dream back then?
I just had this whole fantasy. I was going to show up to college. Everyone was going to love me. I was going to be the it girl. I was going to make a best friend. No, like, I'm serious.
I feel like that's what everyone thinks, though. Like, they're going to have the best
experience. Right. Best 4 years of your life.
Yes.
On the movies.
That's what they say, yes. You know? My dad has this saying, and it's like, I never peak. He's like 52. He's like, I never peak. And I love that saying because it's like, college is amazing, but every year of our lives should get better. Like, we never need to peak.
That's so true.
We're growing. Every year is better.
I agree. I love that. How was your college experience?
Let me get into this. Okay, so first of all, USC is very sorority oriented.
Oh, Greek life.
It's USC, University of Southern California, also known as University of Spoiled Children.
Oh!
Yes. So I pulled up to Los Angeles thinking that, you know, I was going to be a star, and then realizing that everyone in my hall was actually the son or daughter of an actual star.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like Pamela Anderson's son next door, Givenchy, his grandson next door. Oh, yeah. So all these people, I didn't know what having money meant.
Wow.
Real money, like trust fund baby money, until I pulled up to USC. It was such a culture shock, and I'm so sad for my little self that I had to go through it because I fell into the culture of it. So anyways, I go to college and sorority stuff starts happening. And at USC, it's like a scary, traumatizing high school movie.
So you did join a sorority?
Oh, no.
Because you didn't?
Uh-uh. When you join a house, everyone wears a backpack with their letters on it. So it's literally like a high school movie, but with the name of their cliques on the back.
Yeah.
People treat you differently depending on what backpack you have.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And I have firsthand proof because my roommate freshman year, she had no sorority, really struggled making friends. The second year, she had a close friend who was in the top house, and when she got into that top house, from that friend, obviously, she plugged her in. She puts on her little backpack with her letters. All of a sudden, she has all these friends who want to be her friend in class. Yep.
Wow.
And they were all in her classes the year before.
Oh, my God.
She didn't change majors. Yeah, they just, all of a sudden, they had something in common and she was worth talking to.
But the thing is, are these going to be real friends? Like, I feel like
right,
I wouldn't want to be friends with this type of friends.
They're all fake. It's so fake.
So all the sororities at your college were fake. Did you ever have
sororities
like a moment
the
of like
people.
Like realism?
Not everyone is fake.
Not everyone. Okay, that's an overstatement. But
so
it's college.
Yeah. There's fake people everywhere.
Yeah.
But the first year I decided to rush, and by the end of high school, I literally won best party host. Like, I was always known and loved, and so I thought, I'm getting into the top house.
Yeah.
Duh. And I literally got into like the second worst house, and for for me, because of my ego and also just like my pride, which maybe is a bad thing, but personally, I don't blame myself at all. I'm like, I'm not going to be in a house unless it's the top one. Like, that's just how I view myself. I'm in the top house. So, like, if there's a ranking, I'm going to be in the top. Like, catch me in any bottom of anything. So anyways, I didn't join it. It's funny because sophomore year, after seeing how important it was at USC, because it made such a difference to be in one, I rushed again and I had lost weight. So I thought, oh, at USC, it's much different than ASU and U of A, because at USC, the aesthetic of the girls in the top house are like 6-foot models who are blonde. Whereas at ASU and U of A, it's more like Instagram models. Like, it's more diverse, more makeup.
Do you think it's still like that to this day?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, it's a different type of beauty standard. It's at USC, it was also way more based off money. So it wasn't just about how your looks, it was about who you knew in LA. What's that? Dr. Dre Beats, whatever. His son went to USC in my year.
But you were saying you rushed again?
Yeah, I rushed again sophomore year and I had lost weight. And so I thought, oh, maybe I didn't get in last year because of my weight. And I did get into a better house, but still screw them. I was not about to join anything below average. But literally, God blessed me with the most amazing friend group. So freshman and sophomore year were terrible. But then junior year, I just became friends with this group of girls. I was the only white girl. It was me and 5 other black girls. And I had never had, coming from an all-white neighborhood, black friends before. And boy, are they my people. Like, I freaking love.
Well, how'd you meet them?
So one of the girls was on my hall freshman year. She let me into her group pretty much.
That's so nice.
Right? How nice?
That's so nice.
I think that I was an exception. I don't think that most people ever do that, honestly.
Yeah, most people actually don't, because they're so insecure with themselves that they will not. Like, someone who's secure and like loves themselves and like loves other people will do that.
They totally opened their arms to me and gave me the best junior and senior year ever.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was my first real friend group ever, because in high school I had fake friend groups, but a real friend group, it was so much fun.
Would you say it's better to be in, like, just have people so there's people you don't really like hanging out with, but you hang out with them so you don't feel alone, or just to be alone?
I would literally rather be in a black hole than with anyone who doesn't see my value.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I feel like going through college, that would be really hard. Actually, I don't know. But I feel like if they didn't appreciate my worth, I'd probably still rather keep them, like, within arm's length. So if I needed them for anything, but that's honestly kind
of
worse.
You're part of the problem.
I don't treat people. I don't treat people as like fake, but if they like don't care about me, I would just be like, whatever.
Yeah, but this is mainly like real, like your close friends. I feel like you hang out every day with. Like, then you wouldn't hang out with someone you don't like every day.
No, right? I'd rather.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless they can offer me something.
Stop. Friend alert. Everyone, red flag. It's funny. I tell girls all the time online, because a lot of my following is middle school and high school girls. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'd rather you be alone at the library at lunch than with girls who ignore you when you speak, who leave you out. Screw them.
I had like the most anxiety in middle school, like trying to find a place to eat. Like, it was so sad. Every day I was in class just worrying about where I'm gonna sit with people that I hate. Like,
funny. Middle school is every girl's worst nightmare.
It really is. The worst years ever.
It's lunchtime.
How was everything else?
Okay, so never listen to your parents when they tell you what to major in.
You listen to your parents?
Yeah, because how was I supposed to know? I didn't have a...
That's so true. Oh. How are people supposed to know what to major in?
So stupid.
When they're 18 years old.
You follow your heart.
Stop. My heart said no school. My parents said school. I was always really good at math. Math genius. Got 99th percentile on all my testing without trying, right? It was just like my natural gift. Yeah. So my parents were like, why don't you do engineering? Engineering, math. I got into USC with engineering. And also, I'm just lazy. I'm like, oh, I have to reapply to a different major. I'll just stick through this.
Yeah.
And my grandpa was like, that is such a great thing to have on your resume. Like, resumes don't matter anymore. Personally, to me, it's funny because I have so many thoughts on college, which my parents won't want me to share, but I personally wish I never would have went. But I was forced and spent 4 years doing something I absolutely hated. I didn't learn one thing because I finessed college. My parents don't believe me. I'm like, I don't know anything. No, I finessed the whole thing.
That's what I'm so worried
about. I never
about.
Cheated, but don't ask me what my GPA was.
That's what I I'm saying? Like, if you do, like, not want to go to college, but you end up going to college, I feel like the best bet is business. You learn how a business works.
Yes, and then you real can life.
Create your own life, whatever. You can create your own business, or you know how things work. But math, then you're going to have to be, like, an engineer for the rest of your life. And, like,
I can't believe you just, like, ran with it.
Even though you hated it. Well, yeah. I will say that my second year in was when I finally knew, because I was 20. Like, that gives me some time to figure it out.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I think I'd rather do business. But at that point, I was going to have to take all these tests. And I was like, I'd rather just take it through than have to stay an extra semester. Like, screw you guys. Yeah. Like, I just want to get out of here ASAP.
Oh, yeah.
So I just stayed in it. And it was so terrible, guys. If I would tell anyone anything, it would be don't go to college unless you know what you want to do. And it requires a college degree. That's my personal opinion. I'm not making my kids go. Maybe I'm a bad
podcast guest. What if you don't know what you love? Because I feel like that's the problem these days. Yeah. Like, some people just don't know what they love to do. And that's why they're like, oh, let me just do this.
That's what you're going to explore. Like, if something sounds interesting to you, then you got to try it out. And honestly, that first year, it's like a burner year. Like, you get to take all of those, like, easy classes, you know,
like, honestly, that fit for every major. That sucked for you, but at least you know now. You don't want to do that. And that's something you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you did learn.
You learned the hard way.
You did learn the hard way.
Now you know.
But you did get a degree, though, which is still really hard to do.
Right. Once again, don't ask me my GPA. Oh, my dad, who's been a lawyer for like 20 plus years, he said he's only been asked his GPA once in his life. Who's going to ask you that? Maybe your first job out of college, but I never got one.
You didn't get a job going out of college. What did you do instead?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How was your after college experience? Because I feel like that would be one of the hardest years ever.
Yeah.
Especially what you went through.
Okay. So something important to know is that the only reason I graduated is because I was, this is so bad if it's worded. No. COVID happened.
Oh.
So my senior year, when I was really letting all the bars loose, like I was about to flunk.
Yeah.
COVID came in and saved me. You have no idea. No, like COVID.
No, that was saved us. Like junior year.
That
was
my end of junior year. He wouldn't have graduated.
Like, people don't understand. It's saved me.
Because no one knew what to do, so they just, like, let anything happen.
All the grades could only go up.
All the professors were like, they're going through a crisis. Let them be. Okay, so a year before college ended, going into my senior year, I was like, okay, I'd rather die than get a job in engineering, so I need to have a profitable business by the time I get out. Mm. So I started hosting events for teen girls in Los Angeles because I wanted to build, like, a youth group for teen girls. Everything was growing, but it was also in-person events, so you can only make so much money off an in-person event. It's really hard to
during COVID.
COVID happened, and thanks again, God. I moved into selling boxes online because it gave me the idea. I wasn't gonna stop when COVID happened, but I couldn't do in-person events, so I started sending girls baking boxes.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so we could do events online. So all the girls would get shipped a box, and we would all have an online event where we did confidence and baking together. And that blew up over COVID. I was all on the news.
Well, like, how did you first start this? Like, how did you get it out there so people knew about it?
Oh my gosh, guys, I'm a hustler. You know how I like finesse college? Like, I will really make anything happen.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's all about networking too, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, it doesn't really matter. Your GPA, like, networking is like so huge.
And I'm telling you, I was messaging every actress's mom on Instagram.
Wow.
So you had actresses in this?
Yes, and which is so funny because now some of them are famous.
Who?
Really? So do you guys know who Darman is? Do you know who?
No, I don't think I know.
Oh, all the girls who are in middle school and high school, they know who they are. Darman is this big YouTuber. He has millions of subscribers. He tells these stories. But anyways, all these girls were not even just actresses. They were LA actresses who had momagers. These moms went hard for me. They loved Kaylee. My business is called Kaylee's Queens. But anyways, I got it out from networking and starting with knowing no one. And I just messaged people on LinkedIn. I just hustled. And then when the news happened, then I started getting sales from the news. So I started making money that way, so I didn't have to get a job. But then school was starting, COVID was slowing down, and I stopped selling boxes because some of the moms were like, oh, we'd rather just get the ingredients ourselves. jobs. Oh. So all of a sudden, business slowed down. I didn't know if it was because of school, if it was because there weren't any boxes, or if it was because COVID was slowing down. So the business never really picked up again. And I actually, as of last year, I put a pause on it. I wouldn't say an end to it, because I definitely want to build like a teen girl youth group. But for now, it's paused. But that's how I made my living up until last year when I started TikTok. I blew up really quickly on TikTok, and then I helped my dad, his law firm, blow up. And I was like, oh, I think I get this algorithm.
Yeah.
And then I started doing it for other business owners, and now I've just helped several businesses grow on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Don't you have your own business
So I have a business called The Viral Strategy, and that's where I make most of my money, but I am trying to transition into making all my money through being an influencer.
It's like, funny how you started from engineering to
like girl power
entrepreneur.
I'm sure you like love life now than when a couple years ago when you like were doing engineering. Like, who would have thought? For me, that's huge motivation, because it's like, even if you don't like what you're doing right now, like, there's time to change.
Yeah.
That just brought me a flashback, and I'm so glad you say that, because I think we forget. Think about even how much more independence and freedom you have since high school. Like, we forget how much better life is. But I remember my last semester of college, it was in my engineering class, and everyone was raising their hands saying what they were going to do. And I was so ashamed and embarrassed, because they all knew I didn't give a crap about school. And so they're like, I'm going into consulting for JP Morgan.
Oh, you know? My gosh.
And then it was me. And I was like, I have a teen girl empowerment business. It's just funny. And I just can't wait to become an even bigger entrepreneur, because it just proves my point that school can be so stupid.
It definitely depends on what you want to do. Exactly. And for people that don't really want to listen to people tell them what to do.
Yes.
Or like want to start their own thing, then I think taking classes is good to learn about business.
Yes.
Right.
Like entrepreneurship classes and stuff. I mean, it is good that you have a degree. Like, it does set you apart.
It does.
You can't use your engineering background for what you want to do in the future.
Right. And no influencers, which is now my priority and my number one goal, if they have a degree, I have no idea. And most of them don't. But I will say that if I had to go back and I had to do school, I don't think I would have had a problem doing business. I think I'm very biased about college. I think if I would have done business, I would have learned so much about accounting and taxes and finances and, you know, incorporating operating agreements. But if I had the choice looking back, I would say, girl, do not go to school.
But what if, so let's say your daughter like comes up to you and is like, I want to be an influencer when I grow up, and I don't want to do school.
I'd be like, you go, baby. What would you guys say? I'm being serious.
See, like, that makes sense, but at the same time, like,
Katie's like doesn't think like this at all.
I could not let like my son or daughter do that. Just because, like, I don't know how stable I will be. So if they want to be an influencer, what if that falls through? You know,
or like what you're very hardworking, so you'll make it work. But like, what if that person isn't?
Like, what if my son or daughter is just like kind of just like doesn't really care, but they're really good at science? I'd tell them like, I don't know, become a scientist or something rather than influencer, or mix those two together.
I say you should do what you love.
But if you put guidelines on it, like, okay, you can be an influencer, but at 20 years old, you're done. You have to support yourself.
That would be good. I wouldn't.
You're like still dying inside. You're like, no, but she would need the degree.
No, literally. It'd be better if she got the degree.
Just in case, I guess, just in case. Because if anything, you could get an engineering job.
I'd rather, like, I'm not kidding. The degree is useless besides the fact that some moms like it. That actually is a good thing. When moms come to my page and moms learn about me, for them to know I have a degree in engineering from USC,
it's credibility.
It is.
Off the bat.
But I think by the time my daughter's born, which probably will be a while at this rate since I'm 25 and I've never had a boyfriend,
we need to talk about that.
I saw this TikTok of this person saying how like so many teens are depressed because they think they need to get like best job out of college and like need to start making money off the bat. They think they're like failing in life, and it's just like so much pressure.
It really is.
When you're 19, 20.
But like, there isn't that much pressure in other countries. Like, I've realized from going to ASU, all my friends, super diverse crowd. One of my best friends, she's from Denmark. Like, there is pressure, yes, but Americans just put a ton of pressure. Like, you gotta be the best. You gotta make the most money. You gotta do this. You gotta do that.
Oh, yeah.
And all
the hustle
countries,
culture.
Yes. It's such a hustle culture. Work the 9 to 5. Have, like, a taxing job.
Oh, two jobs, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, side hustle side hustle, you know?
That's how you get to the American dream.
Right.
Rich. Oh, my God.
Start investing, like, everything.
Yeah. My brother, he is about to graduate college this year, and he's like, I think I'm gonna take a gap year and travel. And I'm like, but what about the hustle? I'm like, you're just gonna mentally take a year off and be okay? Because
I
couldn't.
I preach.
No, right. No, That's awesome. Yeah, he totally should do that.
He totally should. I just couldn't. I have too much pressure on myself. I could never. Yeah, I have really bad pressure on myself to never stop. I like can't stop.
What if someone offered you a free trip to the Bahamas?
Could I work on the trip?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't want to go. Oh, I literally wouldn't want to go. No, I'm serious. Well, I don't want to like go on a trip and like waste time. Like I want to get to my goals. Like, that's my first priority.
Yeah. Going off of how you're like always on the go, you're always moving. Uh-huh. How is your mental health?
Oh my gosh. During college, guys, my roommates smoked a ton.
That's like me.
And it messed me up.
It messed you up?
Oh, I started having panic attacks for the first... I was smoking. Oh, yeah. I started smoking and I started having panic attacks because I was scared of being scared. Because, I didn't know what anxiety was. And my friends, while I was high, I had asked them what anxiety was. And they explained it to me. And I was so scared that I was ever going to feel like that. And I lost my freaking mind. And I tell the freaking girls, and I want to be more of an advocate, to be careful about weed. Because everyone talks about alcohol, but weed is this new scary thing that has 10x the drugs, and everyone's out here smoking every single day, being
every
like
day.
We're not addicted, and it's normalized to smoke every day. My mental health has always been great besides weed, which I'm now over a year sober.
Yay. Awesome.
Yeah. And with food, which I'm still working on. I mean, college, like school sucks, but I don't really get like anxiety. I don't care what anyone thinks about me.
Because you wanted to be friends with them, is that the reason why you started smoking?
Wasn't them. They actually didn't even really smoke, my group of friends.
Oh.
It was more my roommates, which are a whole different group of girls. But honestly, I was the number one problem. Like, I was starting to order my own stuff. Like, I just became addicted to checking out. And I can't believe how normalized it is. It's stupid.
It's so bad in my eyes.
Me too.
And the thing is, when I tell people I don't smoke, they're like, why not? And I'm like, it makes me have anxiety, I say.
Yeah, like, good excuse.
Or you should try again. Like, that happens the first couple times.
Like, oh my God. Why would they say that?
I don't. Because they want everyone to.
They want you to do it with them. And even guys, like if you date someone who smokes all the time, they want you to smoke all the time.
Yeah. They want you to relate to that. They want you to have a fun time with them.
And like have deep talks and like laugh.
Yes.
I don't want to check out. Like, I'd rather do something.
I want to check in.
Yeah. Why am I just going to watch a movie and just like, I don't know, feel something?
Yeah.
I don't believe that anyone's life is better with weed. Weed makes you lazy. Mm-hmm. Weed is like fake creativity. It's not real. It's like from a drug. It's not lasting creativity. It's not lasting passion. It's not lasting motivation. I used to get high, go in my dark black room, order food, and watch motivational videos so I could. I was like, my dreams could come true, like killing myself. Terrible.
I'm happy you're here sober.
I mean, that is like a problem though in college. Like, no one really talks about people that just smoke, and then it's hard to fit in if you don't. Like, all my roommates do smoke, and of course, I'm not gonna judge them or anything. They can do what they want, but I'm not gonna do it with them, so we won't have that connection.
Right.
That they do with other friends.
And they think it's cool. All the people who do it, they're all in denial because society, for some reason, has made it okay to literally smoke every single day, and it's not okay.
My dad was telling me, he was like, I would get it if you're like older and everything hurts.
Yes, I would understand
your joints
that.
Hurt and stuff, but when you're literally like at the peak of like using your creativity,
your brain is not even developed yet.
It's like, yes,
insane. Your brains aren't developed, so when you feed yourself the stuff, you're slower mentally, you're cloudy,
lack of memory.
And I think it's even worse if it does take away your anxiety. I feel like that's worse.
Yes.
Because then you rely on it.
Then you really get addicted.
And you cannot go anywhere without it.
Yes.
Anyways.
Well, you basically said you've never spent a Valentine's Day with any guy.
Correct.
And you've never had a first kiss?
I've had a first kiss. I had the best first kiss ever, but we can get into that later. It was magical. It was at the back of a cruise ship, and he was like, whatever those lights are, whether it's the stars or the moon, you shine brighter.
And then
we bumped teeth. We were literally like 14. It was the best. But anyways, with dudes. Okay, I've never even liked a guy in my life, honestly.
Really?
I did date this one guy who was way too old. By the way, to all the girls listening, it is not cute to date older guys. I think towards the end of college, you get into this, it's okay to date older guys. I wish someone would have told me dating older guys is not cute. They're gross. They're creepy. They're weird. Like, date someone your age and just be patient if not. In terms of even that one guy I did date, he knew I didn't like him. I told told him all the time. He wanted to literally, like, marry me. And I was like, I never want to be with you. I have no interest. I'm very honest.
Did this scare you? While you're in the relationship.
It wasn't a relationship. Oh, okay. We saw each other often. I'd be like, can't do this. And then I would, like, not talk to him for 3 months because I'm like, I didn't like him.
Yeah.
So why am I going to spend time with someone I don't want to
So he kind of just gave you attention?
He was, like, my drug in another way. Like, kind of like weed, where it was like, when I started getting a dose of that attention and connection with someone, which I never had in my life and still the only thing I ever had, it was so amazing that I was like, I need to run away now. Because I'm such an all or nothing person that I would see him and I'd be like, no, I can't ever see you again. We have to stop. So I wouldn't talk to him for like 3 months. And then I would
miss him.
No, and then he would text me, or maybe I'd miss him, maybe both. But I talked to him for like 2 years, but it was really only, you know.
And how'd you meet him?
Ugh, dating app.
That's all right.
Well, that's where everyone meets nowadays.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping my future hubby, we meet not on a dating app. But I don't feel like my husband will be on there. Most guys my age, they're not making the money I am, which doesn't define them, but like, I work out every single day. I love myself. I have a great family I come from. I'm just very amazing.
You are amazing. Yeah, these guys are on Instagram.
Where is the match of what I could bring to the table? I'm willing to wait. Yeah. And that's, I always have been willing to wait. Like, one of my values is being Jewish because my family is, but my number one value is ambition and big dreams. I want to be so big that if someone's like, oh, I'm okay with making a few hundred thousand, which is amazing, and like some people's wildest dream, for me, I'm like, eh, I don't even want to like continue this because it's not the lifestyle I want.
I feel like you should wait because you should wait. It's really hard to find the good guy.
No, it's really so hard. It's so hard. I don't know how people are like okay with settling. When we're in college, everyone's about like hookups.
And then they're not lonely.
I feel like it's not normalized to be single for several years.
It isn't.
There's this pressure. Oh, you didn't have a boyfriend in high school? You didn't have one in college? Right? I think it's very normal if you do not settle to not find the right guy for multiple years.
Yeah, yes.
People make it as if, oh my gosh, it's normal to have a boyfriend.
Or like no one can love you, like you're not lovable in a way.
I also feel like people like the idea of having someone there who they can rely on, even if it's for emotional support or attention.
Right. They like that.
And you like that.
No, the guy I was with, actually, he was so desperate. I learned after
that
he would have settled with anyone. Because I never understood. I'm like, bro, we're not even good for each other. Like, our values are so different. He wanted to live like a normal life with like a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, that would never be me. I do think that most people, they need that emotional support or something, whereas for me, I've literally traveled the world alone and I've always been happier alone.
Life. Some people's ambitions are, I want to be a stay-at-home
right.
mom.
Right.
Yes.
And that's okay. That's not a bad thing.
I had two guys who I met traveling and I liked them both, but I didn't like them enough where I like cared that much. Yeah. They were cool and I enjoyed them and we had a good connection and it was cute, but
what made you not want to like them more?
Because they weren't everything I've ever wanted.
Oh, okay.
I also feel like with the way I was raised, I feel like my dad really set the bar high. Like in my head, I want to be a billionaire, like, which is like, oh my gosh, bro. But like if I, in my head, and I really believe I will get there, if I believe that, what type of guy do I need to find? Like a really, really specific type of guy. That's I also feel like I'm different than most girls who don't want that life of working and their whole life around their career, so it's probably easier to find a guy, because most of the guys, the reason I haven't liked them is because their career and ambition wasn't as high as mine, and that's my number one value.
Oh, I met this guy though and he literally threw my world for a loop. It was a few months ago. I met this guy who was Jewish. He seemed like he came from a great family. Oh my gosh. It was like in one date. Now looking back, I know he was a narcissist, stupid dude.
Love bomb.
Ooh. He love bombed me on the first. He looked at me like I was the world, which I am, but I didn't realize he wasn't. I didn't realize it wasn't real.
Yeah.
But it was such a good learning lesson, and I think it taught me a lot about just having more empathy too for girls who get into whack relationships. Because I didn't think someone could ever lift me off my feet and throw me on my face, but in one date, this guy made me crazy. Wow. Luckily, we never talked after that because I texted him after and was like, I don't think this is gonna work. Even though I wanted to, I could feel his craziness. But
Do you think that your main goal in life is to obviously be super successful, but is it to make as much money as you can, or like to reach that certain amount? Like, is that your goal?
Is money?
No, it's not money. It's to build as many girls up as possible. I don't think about the money, honestly. Like when you just said that, I was like, not at all. I don't give a crap. I just assume the money will come with it. In my head, the dream goal is to build the biggest empire possible of girls with like me as the leader, which I don't know.
And you think you'll do that for like the rest of your life, do you think?
Yeah, definitely the rest of my life. But
I don't know in what way, if it'll be like through creating a youth group or creating a clothing line.
Oh, that's really cool.
Relationship or
oh
what?
Gosh, my yeah. worst nightmare. I look hate really quick. Food.
See that right there. We need to talk about.
Right. You uncovered the trauma.
Yeah, let's start with that. You hate food. I love food. I think it
first of all,
drives me to go work out. Like, I love food so much. It's just so funny to me how two people can have completely different ideas.
How did this start? Did you ever see someone?
Oh, I've seen so many people and their moms and their sisters and their podcasts and their books. Screw all of them. It started when I was 14. My friends and I made a health club group chat. I remember I was in math class, like, counting my calories.
Oh my gosh.
It was so bad. But I remember I binged after that 2 weeks of starving myself. Since then, I've just been binging and trying to fix my relationship with food for literally 10 years.
Wow.
But I'm closer than I've ever been to figuring it out. And I've never given up on myself. I love fitness. There was only once where I like lost all my weight and people would be like, are you an athlete? Like at USC, people would be like, are you an athlete? But my roommates made fun of me for the way I ate. They were like, you're eating like a rabbit. Even though I was really happy then, okay. I was never ever starving myself. It was just okay. the same with when you don't smoke and we don't drink. People are like, drink, smoke. It was the same with like, go eat a burger with us, go eat a burger. But I was actually really happy. I'm different than most people, which is what I've realized this past year, because after being sober for a year, I realized I loved it. Whereas my whole life, when I was trying to figure out my relationship with weed, people were like, you need to just smoke once a week or once a month. And when I just stopped completely, I was so much happier. This year, I haven't had sugar, dairy, or flour. And I literally am so happy.
Sugar, dairy, or flour.
Yes. I have only been eating whole foods, whole fruit, nuts, meat.
That is so good for your body. It is so good for your gut.
Yeah.
It's also, people don't understand how food goes into mental health.
Yes.
And how you feel every single day.
But Twister, I still am struggling with overeating. Like, I literally overeat oatmeal. Like, what the f***? But this is what I realized about myself, that I'm different than people. I actually am free not eating sugar, flour, and dairy. Where most people, that would be their worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to pull teeth trying to balance stuff. The past 5 years, I'd been trying to eat a donut once a week to be balanced. Because people are like, balance. But I realized that my balance looks different than other people's. I'm just an all-in person. And so, I've never been closer to freedom with food.
To end off the episode, let's talk about any advice you want to give. Also, like, how to deal with
understand, I actually love haters. They're my biggest fans. When I get hate online, which I get a lot of, especially from men.
I get hate from men on my TikTok sometimes.
I don't know why.
Why? Because they're men. That's why. So my TikTok is 97% female. My Instagram is 50% male. And so my Instagram is like cringe, fat, disgusting, puke. And my TikTok is like, your goodness. When I see the male hate comments on Instagram, I literally do not care. I am shocked sometimes at how mean some are. I'm like, how do they even find these words? It's like, you need to go in a hole and fix yourself and stop lying to yourself that you're enough. Yeah, but I literally don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't care because I feel like they're wrong. I always tell like the girls online, I always say no one can bully you, only you can bully yourself. So if someone bullies you and they're like, you look fat, the only reason it's gonna affect me is if I say to myself, oh my gosh, am I fat?
Yeah.
But when someone calls me fat or disgusting, I'm like, wrong.
That's a great way to go about it.
No, that's right. Awesome.
That means that your mental health and like how you envision yourself is just so strong.
Well, you just have
you're
mentally strong. You.
Right. It's like if someone said the sky is pink, it's like, you're wrong.
Yes.
It's literally blue. I'm literally amazing.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like some people never get there. Like, that's hard. Do you remember any time in your life where you were like down on yourself from another person?
Oh, in middle school, I literally hated myself.
Okay.
For sure. I think now that I've like found my foundation, I literally don't care about anything. But also, I'm very, very, very fortunate to have grown up with parents who just kind of taught me who cares.
You'll always have your family, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like owning who you are. Like, even for me, like getting to the point where I'm at with food that I was telling you guys about, where it's like just realizing I'm not like any of you. You guys can shit on me for not being balanced, because that's what I get now is, you don't drink? What? You don't smoke? What? You don't eat sugar? What?
It is what works for you. That's
right.
So true.
The same with like also being yourself. And like when I go to the gym, people don't understand how I am at the gym because I'm just myself and I don't care. And I think it feeds into hate. It's just like being so comfortable being yourself. Like when I go to the gym, I get on the Stairmaster and I'm not kidding you, I have my freaking Hannah Montana on and I'm like, this is my dreams. And I'm literally mouthing the lyrics. I could literally care less what anyone thinks about me. I think that it all feeds into knowing who you are.
That actually is amazing. I think we should like end it off with that. Once again, thank you, Kaylee, so much for coming on our podcast. Mm-hmm. You're an amazing guest.
Thanks absolutely for awesome having me.
I hope you guys can take her mindset and put it onto you. I don't know. Hopefully you guys learn something and feel more confident or can relate to something.
I already feel more confident, no, like just like sitting here. I'm like, oh, you know, I can do this.
I feel like I have so much more time. I don't have to get everything figured out right now, you know?
You guys are so young. I'm so jealous. And they always say time's worth $1 billion, because if I were you guys, I would give up everything I have now to be where you guys are.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How old are you guys? Almost 20? I'm about to be 25. Oh, I would do anything to get my 20s back. Anything. Really? Yes.
But I feel like 20s are hard in a way.
They are hard, but it's worth the ride. It's wow, so worth it. And I can't even believe I'm halfway through my 20s in a week. Like, enjoy yeah it.
Did you want to plug your Instagram?
At Kaylee, K-A-I-L-E-Y, Breyer.
Well, you post like every day pretty much. So yeah, if you guys want to keep this confidence going, follow her. And if you're new here, you can follow us too on Instagram at mm-hmm Tackling the College Life. We post every month and we go to rival schools.
That's funny.
Yay.
We hope to see you guys soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Follow our Instagram at Tackling the College Life. If you have anything you want us to talk about in the future, feel free to reach out.
Check us out every month for a brand new episode on Tackling the College Life.